This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Must be out, please God, be careful. But if you don't need to be out, do not go out.
All right, that is Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey. So just like his counterparts in Connecticut, in New York, in Washington, and other areas, they're talking about the blizzard conditions. So once again, let it snow. Sometimes, but let it stop. That's the rallying cry right now along I-95. Wow. New York, Philly, Boston, Portland, Washington, too. Washington got hit. Pittsburgh a little bit there as well, and some other places in the Midwest. Hey, everybody. Business as usual. This is the wintertime, right? But we're not used to these nor'easters, and this is one of the worst they've seen in a long time. Thanks for hanging with us up in these parts where it is not snowing in the satellite facility. I had a little bit of a dusting of snow, if you remember. We made a very big deal about it like 3 weeks ago, and people made fun of me. Well, the winter storm is just this bad. So 2 feet of snow in some parts, 20 inches of snow in New York City. 15 inches of snow in Central Park. Even a blues song could not help the blues some people were feeling because they had to make their way here and there. So 15 inches of snow in Central Park. 5 inches more overnight in New York City. They're getting that right now as this leaves my lips. And they're looking at some pretty bad stuff. So vaccine sites, that's the down part of this, had to shut down because of power outages, the heavy snow fall, and there's just no way you could have had people trying to line up in some of these conditions. 80-year-old people trying to get a vaccine, for goodness sake, no way. Wind gusts on top of that of up to 50 miles an hour, and the power outages were terrible in New Jersey, because you heard Governor Murphy there, 4,000 in Jersey, 1,200 in Connecticut. People are listening to us in Connecticut. Stanford, I totally feel you. I know exactly. You're a stone's throw away from New York City, give or take. Well, all right, catapult the stone. But it's bad. And there have been some sad things that have happened as a result of that. Luckily, not too many deaths so far have been reported. There was one woman who had Alzheimer's, 67 years old. Somehow she wandered from her home in Pennsylvania and was found dead of hypothermia on an Allentown street on Monday morning, and that's everybody's nightmare, to have a family member suffering from that disease, and then suddenly they're out and they're gone. The Connecticut governor, Ned Lamont, like Murphy, said the storm forced the postponement of about 10,000 shots, delayed the state's weekly resupply, by the way, of the vax as well. And he's urging providers that called off the appointments to extend their hours if needed to be to reschedule the shots by the end of the week, because this is the panic. So many of the people in that phase one, where they're 65 or older, are not technology. They might be technology proficient, but they're not adept at trying to maneuver their ways around this maze that is how you sign up for the vaccine, how you register, and how quickly you can get locked out of that. So there is a lot of panic, and particularly, too, with those that are getting the second shots. So nasty stuff in Philly, just marathon snow and sleet that are coming down into Tuesday. The impact on the roads, ridiculous. The services, the schools, just boom, that's it. And the temperatures only expected to reach, if that, in the 30s for the next 3 days. Again, I know some of you in the Midwest are chuckling about that, because what is the wind chill in Minneapolis? What is the wind chill in Chicago? What is the wind chill in Wisconsin? So I totally feel you. I get it. Despite the weather, there still was a meeting of the minds, meaning the president, Joe Biden, met with some Republicans about trying to come up with a bipartisan solution to this stimulus. It was a two-hour meeting on Monday night because he doesn't want to settle on an aid package that doesn't have enough of a bite or cash for the people who need it. So no compromise was reached in this session. It was his first with the lawmakers at the White House, and Democrats in Congress pushed ahead with the groundwork for approving his COVID relief plan with or without Republican votes. But Biden really wants this to be a bipartisan deal because that's his thing. I work across the aisle. I reach out to my colleagues. I have friends, lifelong friends who were Republicans. And you know this from all the times he ran for president. And several of the people that he palled around in his career on the Hill in Congress and in the Senate and then as the VP. So White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that while there were areas of agreement, the president also reiterated his view that Congress must respond boldly and urgently and noted that many areas which the Republican senator's proposal does not address is part of the problem. He's not going to slow down on the work. It's a crisis, da-da-da-da, and they're not going to settle for a package that fails to meet the moment. So that says to me they want that $1.9 trillion just like Trump wanted. It's very similar to that. And remember, that didn't go through with the Republican Party. So will this COVID relief get the approval by March? I think it's on a fast track for that because you can, you know, you can push and push and push for the bipartisan. I don't think he gets it, and then it goes through anyway because that's what it is. Now, Republican Senator Susan Collins from Maine said the meeting was a frank and very useful conversation that that the president filled in details of the proposal. But what Collins said is all of us are concerned about struggling families, the small businesses that are teetering, you mean closing, and the overwhelming health care system. Of course, that's what we're seeing. Does it happen? You know, I don't know. 1,400 is what Biden has on the table. I mean, bipartisan, I don't know. Does it happen? Yes, it happens, because the Democrats will ram it through if they have to. All right, speaking of not being rammed through, Republican leadership in a big way stepped up, kind of shocking in a sense, because Mitch McConnell decided that enough was enough, and he slammed Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying that she's a loony liar, basically. And we haven't seen this from McConnell. He said that the loony lies and conspiracy theories embraced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene amount to a cancer on the Republican Party. And he was furious about it. He said that it's pulling the party apart. He said somebody who's struggling that can't believe that no airplanes hit the Pentagon on 9/11, that horrifying school shootings were pre-staged, and that the Clintons crashed JFK Jr.'s airplane is not living in reality. This has nothing to do with the challenges facing American families or the robust debates on substance that can strengthen our party. So he realizes the Republican Party's in trouble if you continue to have someone like that represents with these conspiracy theories and stories that are just crushing and fracturing people who don't want to support someone like that in the Republican Party, the Georgia representative. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Mailbag next.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Again, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let your thoughts flow. It's just that easy 24/7. We go to Dan's email, listening to us in New Orleans. He says, Kate, thank God she doesn't represent me. I agree with Mitch McConnell. I have been not happy with Mitch McConnell in many ways with some of the things that he has said out of both sides of his mouth, but I agree 100% about the loony lies and the conspiracy theories. She is making all Republicans look like morons and is not good for the Republican Party. This is the time for the true conservative Republicans to pull this party back together and not to have a bunch of nonsensical, idiotic prose or whatever she calls it about these conspiracy theories that are flying out of her mouth on the Hill. How can she say that those kids were not killed in those shootings? How can she say that no airplane hit the Pentagon? For God's sake, I wasn't too far away from that. And I am a lifelong Republican. I am embarrassed and so glad that the great state of Louisiana did not elect someone like Ms. Green. Ooh, Dan, I agree. She's terrible for the Republican Party, and that's why Mitch McConnell decided he was going to come out swinging, because they can't embrace this kind of a representative. It is not good for the Republicans. It's fracturing them even more, and especially wild ass conspiracy theories. So not disagreements, not fundamental principles, not furious about what happened with the previous administration and what happened with the election and a slew of other issues that we could
obviously bring up, but things that have nothing to do with it, which is what McConnell said, that you have to deal with the challenges facing American families. Like, oh, yeah, this pandemic where almost 500,000 people have died from it, and there's arguments over vaccines. There's people who don't want to take it. There's not enough out there for people who do want to get it. The reality of the bubbles that we're all living in and the small businesses that are cratering. If she's my representative, what is she doing to help the small businesses in Georgia in the area that she represents, those who need a serious lifeline? That is what you want your rep to do, to represent your interests, to have a voice on the Hill, to shine a light on what's happening in your area, and to work in a manner that helps the collective, but certainly helps those, again, in that particular district. So, thumbs up, I'm on the same page as you. Mac Attack. Wow, we haven't heard from you in a while. Mac Attack says, Kate, I am up in the Northeast. I did that social distancing thing and decided I would visit my sister and her husband, and lo and behold, I am stuck in a whiteout. I don't know that I've ever seen snow like this. As a former trucker, I've driven all over this great country, as you like to call it, and I have seen some storms in my life, but when you just can't see, you hold up your hand and you can barely see it in front of you, then you know it's time to stay home. So thank goodness I got to their home just in time. It was snowing, but it wasn't buried as much as it is now. Right outside of the window in her living room, I see nothing but snow that is inching higher and higher up the side of the house. And that means I'm going to have to get a shovel and dig it out. And by the time you read this, who knows? Hopefully I have been able to do that. All right, so good luck, Mac Attack. It is a nor'easter, so travel disruptions, reduced visibility, blizzards, snow, snow showers, all of that. And especially in those areas that we mentioned, that's where they're really getting it. I mean, it's not that the West and the Midwest, by the way, they've had that sweeping through the area already. It's just that now it's really has the big end of this storm is really walloping the Northeast. And that's where you don't always, that's not where you always get that, you know. Not that, again, in the winter you don't see snow, but this kind of snow in a densely populated area that's fast, furious, and then has the winds thrown in, too, and we've already talked about that. All right, so this one is from Joe. Joe says, Kate, I've listened to the show now for probably about a year. I like that you swing and slide in a couple different directions on a few things that have been talked about. You're right, it is about the buzz, and I've come to really appreciate that. I heard you talking about GameStop and what's going on with the market, and it's interesting, isn't it? It's like the uprising of the little guy who are really jacking with the hedge fund managers who must be tearing their hair out with what's happened with GameStop. And I guess the big question becomes is what ultimately happens with this. So, you know, there's going to be, of course, a hearing and explanations and a little of this and a little of that to try to explain what's happened. But getting on that GameStop ride would be pretty interesting. It'd be interesting and deadly in some cases because shares fell like 30% and then were even halted on Monday because of the frenetic trading that jumped into the beginning of February. So this is a brick-and-mortar video game retailer, if you don't know what GameStop is and you're listening to me. And they were going nowhere fast because look at what we have happening in the gaming world. So GameStop was pretty much dead in its tracks as a company. They were just losing money and they weren't, certainly the stock was nothing. And now all of a sudden it jumped as much as 18% to $384 and change in pre-market trading on Monday. And there was a surge in January, of course, which started the whole story. And it was an astronomical rally. So it also caused inflicted a mark to market loss of almost $13.5 billion to hedge funds with short positions against the stock because they were watching it fall. So you had Robinhood and these other trading apps that are limiting buying of GameStop stocks and option contracts along with those of other heavily shorted names. So it's been very volatile what's happened here. So Robinhood only allows clients to buy 20 shares of GameStop unless they already own shares, then in which case the client can't buy any shares. So they eased the restrictions a little bit on Monday before announcing another $2.4 billion cash injection, because that's part of what they're having a problem with. Interesting to see the mania. The mania that, by the way, has jumped to a couple of other areas, including silver. Yes, keep watching to see where it all goes. And the conversation is limiting. How do you put those limits on it and the mania of that? Because it is the small guy, in a sense, versus the big guy. The hedge fund managers have ton of cash, right? And that's part of the game, is shorting these stocks, is looking at it and knowing and making those plays. That's how people get seriously wealthy. So Vito says, oh, I wish I'd gotten in on the GameStop action. Don't you, Kate? I know you've talked about markets before and you say don't take my advice, but I know you said you had to look at markets because you have to manage your own 401k after working for a big broadcast company. And so this must just boggle your mind. Imagine if you had jumped on some of that, like many of us wish we had earlier, and the kind of money that some of us could have made on it. Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. And that's what you're hearing. So other people are watching it, the frenzy crash, but then others are cheering for the story of those that got in and got out and got serious money. And everybody has an opinion on this, right? I mean, everybody. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, he said, I think it's fantastic what's going on. Leave it alone. He loves the Reddit spark trading frenzy. Then you have others who aren't so high on it, who aren't high on that happening because, again, of what kind of regulations or what are they going to do, especially with short selling, because it's a strategy where an investor sells borrowed shares in the hopes of buying them back at, guess what, a lower price in the future. They return the borrowed number of shares and pocket the price difference if the stock actually falls. So that's serious money. That's why the hedge funds don't like it. Music means we are out of time. Flip me your thoughts, day or night. Remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I'm feeling a mic drop moment coming on. Oh, I know it's happening. Oh, you don't want to miss it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another COVID vaccine could soon come before the Food and Drug Administration for approval. Johnson & Johnson is close to submitting data asking the FDA for an emergency use authorization. The one-shot vaccine is less effective at producing immunity from the virus than existing vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that it is effective against severe illness from COVID, and that's what should be focused on.
I think you have to point out the fact that what the J&J has shown to be in the study that just came out is that it is quite effective in preventing severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths. So it's a single dose vaccine. And if you want to not get seriously ill or die, that is a good vaccine and its value added.
This is USA Radio News. 2021 is set to be an extraordinary tax season. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
It's already shaping up to be a confusing tax season as millions of Americans are still waiting on their first and second stimulus checks from 2020, and the Senate pushes back on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, calling for a third check. Tax filings also beginning a little bit later this year. The IRS announcing it will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns on February 12th, as opposed to late January, as it does most years. The deadline to file still remains April 15th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is reportedly looking to move over to the Senate. The New York Times first reporting that Ryan intends to run for Senator Rob Portman's seat in 2022. Portman announced last week that he would not be seeking re-election at the end of his term. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Go to space. I mean, seriously. Do you watch Star Trek, or do you watch, you know, any of the Apollo flicks, and you look at it and you think, you know, I wish I had done that. I wish I had pursued my dream of becoming an astronaut. Well, what's really interesting is, if you remember with the Challenger and Christy McAuliffe, and that happened in the late 80s, there was the idea that we're going to start to have civilians on some of these rockets that we send up. They're going to go into space. But because the Challenger blew up, thanks to the O-rings and all that mess and sadness that happened afterwards, that was it. Forget about people who are civilians. We were sticking with the astronauts because we're not going down that in that direction. Well, now things are changing thanks to Elon Musk and SpaceX and the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, which they say could be the first ever now orbital flight crew entirely by non-astronauts. Yeah. So no astronauts. Exactly. Who is flying this thing? Well, the guy's name is Jared Isaacman. Truly a mic dropper. An entrepreneur behind this payment processing startup. So he made a ton of money. Came up with the idea, made a ton of dough. That's capitalism. That's entrepreneurism. So he's got the money. He's not even 40. He's like 37. He's going to command the mission. It's supposed to happen late 2021. So there's no heavy drama that we're talking about this for years and years. No. Late 2021. And it's going to be a multi-day trip into the Earth's orbit. He's purchased three additional seats for the mission. The seats are going to be donated to a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital ambassador So somebody's going to get that lucky ticket. And then a member of the public who enters for a chance to join the trip. So there's going to be a contest, right? The winner of a contest. And it's limited, however, to customers of his e-commerce platform. Of course. You think he's stupid? No. More people will probably sign up for Shift for Shop. And then once they do that, they can enter and maybe their name will be chosen. So how about that? The eligible people have to launch an online store, because that's what it is. You get the platform, you launch an online store, and you tweet a video about your entrepreneurial story, and then it's reviewed by a panel of celebrity judges. They haven't named who those judges are going to be yet. Should I do it? Should I do it for the show, for the sake of the show? Should we launch an online store for this show? I don't know. But I do think it's pretty wild that you're going to have this crew of non-astronauts all go up together. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who has expressed interest in joining a SpaceX mission, said he will not be on what they're calling the Inspiration 4 mission. So anybody, by the way, who is chosen, like when the winner's chosen, they will they'll have like training, 30 days. So once they know who it is, boom, start the training, and that's it. I don't know. Pretty interesting. And so he's certainly spending a lot of money for these tickets, but he can afford it, like I said. And, you know, NASA had hoped that they were going to send up civilians, like I mentioned, and they didn't do it. So now SpaceX is going to do it. And this will have a lot of eyes of the world watching to see what that looks like and what that's like, right? And this is a guy who, by the way, he has a net worth of something like $2 billion. So like I said, he can afford to do it. All right, we move from the mic drop, and this could be, in a sense, a different kind of mic drop. I understand brands can get stale. You know, we have the tyranny of choice now. We have 500 different brands of potato chips. Anything you can imagine, it's a potato chip, right? Seriously. It just blows my mind when I walk down the middle aisle and I see the snacks and the different flavors. I get it. Again, I'm all about capitalism and doing what you want with your brand and that kind of thing. Except for there's some brands, just a few, that I think when you do it well, keep doing it well. And when you start to make that turn sometimes in a different direction, even if you think people want a little something different, that's when you start to lose money. And to me, Anheuser-Busch, which, by the way, they're not advertising in the Super Bowl. They're always there with their Bud commercials, and they're funny, and their Bud Light commercials and all of that. When I think of Bud, especially the traditional Bud beer, I think manly beer. Do you want a Bud? I think of fishing and seeing Bud cans and stuff and people bringing their six-pack and hauling it with them. I'm serious. And then they had Bud Light, because some guys started to get the spare tires. Some women wanted to drink Bud, but they wanted it lighter, so they had Bud Light, and that was fine. Now they have Bud Light Seltzer. So they've come out with this iteration of flavors. And what are they? The four basic flavors: lemon, lime, black cherry, mango, and strawberry. And in their first year, they had these packs, a remix pack, and, you know, Bud Light Seltzer Platinum, which has a higher alcohol content, I suppose, in it. And I don't, you know, listen, am I the guru of beer and seltzer and what people want? I've been in focus groups. I've seen focus groups bomb and work and come up with great ideas. I'm just saying, there's a little something about Bud staying a little pure. And they would argue, well, fine, we offer that too. So we got this and we got a little of that. Why not? I mean, listen, we live in a world where I saw tonight a peanut butter you know, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup commercial somehow came on, popped on, whatever. I was watching some news thing. And they're stuffing pretzels in it. So it's, you got pretzels in the middle of the chocolate and the peanut butter. So even they're jacking with their product because they think people want a little something different. And maybe it's this whole pandemic thing. You got to dazzle us. If we have a few coins in our pocket, we are willing to spend money on this seltzer because it's only 100 calories and 1 gram less of sugar. And we can get these slim cans and we can have all these flavors, all these new flavors of seltzers. And maybe it's just that I'm not a seltzer person that much. So I look at Bud and I think, ooh, seltzer. But look, Michelob, they're being pressured to do it too. So first you have Michelob, then you have Michelob Ultra, and now you have Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, which, by the way, is another Anheuser-Busch brand. So methinks that the focus groups were young and they were talking about that they wanted seltzer. And their seltzer, this seltzer, which is still with the same company, is 80 calories with 0 grams of sugar. And maybe that's what it is. It's about the weight thing. Three flavors. Spicy pineapple. Oh, please, can I taste some spicy pineapple? Peach pear and cucumber lime. I only like cucumbers sliced thin on my salad, not in my seltzer. So, again, I wasn't in the focus group, and maybe they feel like they have something. In fact, Ricardo Marquez, the VP of Michelob Ultra, said in a statement that the brand's first seltzer is the perfect choice for people looking for an organic option. I don't know. Maybe that's what it's about. Pushing the boundaries of what people expect. So they've come up with something you don't expect. Trust me, in 6 months, I'm going to tell you how it's selling. I will find out how it's selling. And then if I'm wrong, I'm wrong on this. And maybe that's what it is. The tyranny of choice continues. So forget about this is what this brand does. And this is what this brand does. You're going to do a little of this and a little of that. And hopefully you like it. And if you don't, oh, well, too bad for you because it's our company and we feel like people are going to buy this stuff. And that's it, period. But my opinion is there's just some things I would love to stay pure. And I think they can market it as they are purely this. We are crushing it in this area. Can you market it to a younger audience? Yes. You can give it a facelift, if you will, and make it younger and hip in some areas and make it the old school. You got to still go with your Bud or your Bud Light. But I don't know. The whole seltzer thing, eh. I won't be binging and drinking any of those seltzers. You know, I don't think so. All right, so coming up, we're going to go into the man cave. And why? Because guess what is happening this weekend? Yes, on Sunday, it is the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl where so many chips are eaten and guacamole to incredible amounts. If you go to the store now, there might not be any avocados. I think that people that aren't even necessarily big sports fans watch the Super Bowl, especially in the middle of what we're going through. Because this is an excuse to really grub and watch the commercials about seltzer that is now part of Anheuser-Busch's new foray into the tyranny of choice. But pizza, old school pizza, 30 million pizzas are supposedly going to be sold or more like they were just a handful of years ago. And that's just a guesstimate by all the pizza places that let us know how many pizzas they sold. So maybe you're going to just order pizza and have a Bud. I don't know. Man Cave next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the Bad Game!
This as we open the door to the man cave before we dive into some football conversation. When was the last time you heard of fans being ejected from a game for causing a ruckus with a player and upsetting them and maybe leading to something even worse, like the player jumping into the stands? It's been a long time because of the pandemic, right? Well, they are out of the bubble, and guess what happened? Fans sitting courtside in Atlanta got tossed. They started screaming at LeBron James from the Lakers. Seriously. It got to the point that the referee had to pause the game and have security jump in. The fans were removed from the game, and they weren't happy about it because, look, there wasn't that many people at the game. It's social distancing. One woman made an obscene gesture, on her way out. So it happened with just like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the Lakers' 107-99 win. The woman, Juliana Carlos, in an obscenity-filled video, said she stood up to yell at James after alleging that the NBA player looked at her husband during the game and cussed him out. I don't know. Here's what James said afterwards. At the end of the day, this is his quote, at the end of the day, I'm happy fans are back in the building. I don't feel like it was warranted to be kicked out. Yeah. So that's what he said. And then he trolled the heckler later because so much was exploded on, of course, the Twittersphere where everybody goes, not everybody because people are getting kicked off like the former president, so people are going to other platforms. But half of the population, or the people that still do the whole tweet thing and they're curious, went to, of course, King James's tweet, and he wrote at one point, "Courtside Karen," he tweeted this, "was mad, and then he put like four or five, you know, laughing faces. And, of course, Karen refers to something that people are talking about a lot in the United States, the Karen syndrome in the U.S. It's an urban, I guess you could go to the Urban Dictionary and you could look it up, but it's a person, according to the Urban Dictionary, so that you know, a Karen is the kind of person who's unhappy when little things don't go their way. And I'm cleaning up what I've seen in the Urban Dictionary. They are a "can I speak to your manager" kind of gal. The soccer mom and her group of friends that nobody likes. And they say, so people say, "Do you see her over there? She's such a Karen." Never say that you don't learn odd things when you listen to this show. It's not all about how annoyed we are with what's happening in Washington or reactions of some people or some of the elected officials that we'd like to see not be elected, particularly one in Georgia that Mitch McConnell said was pushing out loony lies and conspiracy theories. But we wouldn't be talking about that in the man cave, loony lies. We'd be talking about other things like what's happening on Sunday with the big game, the Super Bowl. And I've covered these things up close and personal, and I've had some fun because, let me tell you, it is the big, for the NFL, it is the big show of all the teams, and it's a who's who and all that sort of stuff, but not this time around because of COVID. So it's going to be a much different kind of Super Bowl, although I like Pat Mahomes. I love this kid from Texas. He, by all accounts, by the people that I know that know him, they can't just say enough good things about him, and he's not concerned about that. He's just trying to do the best that he can, and he certainly athletically is something to watch. And he's been very gracious about people trying to stir up whatever they can in trying to make it more interesting for the Super Bowl. Like, it's the old man and the young dude. It's the guy who won one Super Bowl and another one who wants to win seven. So Tom Brady keeps getting asked, "Will this be it for you? You win the Super Bowl, and is this the last hurrah?" And he wants to play, he says, if he can, till he's 45. And then who knows if it's going to go beyond 45. He's 43. So he's 43, and Pat Mahomes is in his early 20s. But it is the Chiefs and Mahomes and Brady and the Bucks on Sunday, 6:30 Eastern. It kicks, and of course there's all the commercials leading up to the Super Bowl, and all the hype of it will still be there, even though it's not going to be what we would normally see in a Super Bowl. It's going to be a little bit different, obviously. And then the conversation about, you know, the prop bets. So if you don't know what the prop bets are, prop bets for the Super Bowl, and if we were hanging out drinking our seltzer, or I'd be drinking my Bud Light, we would be talking about the prop bets because it's kind of fun. And what are the prop bets? So the prop bets are that for the Super Bowl are things like coin toss. So I'm going to tell you them because even if you don't like football, these are kind of interesting to me. The length of the national anthem. You have the opportunity to bet on the length of the national anthem because it varies from person to person when they sing it. The length of the last brave in the anthem, how long they carry that note. How about this? Will the anthem singer forget or omit a word of the song? Boy, it's a lot about the anthem. Then this one's kind of funny because Tony Romo, who's on CBS, is going to be one, along with Jim Nance, is going to be one of the callers of the game. You see him on the tube. And they say, how many times will Tony Romo mention his kids and his children? How many times will he mention it on the air? Will the point spread or total be mentioned? Because that's always dicey, right? The NFL used to just completely deny the whole idea of gambling. Now they embrace it a little bit more, as some of the other sports are doing the same thing. And then COVID, of course, hit, and the pandemic changed things a little bit. The other thing is, color of liquid poured on the winning coach. What color will it be? Because there's a couple of different colors that it could be. What will be said first? What will be said last? I think the last thing would be really tough to figure out. I mean, how do you figure out what that is? And prop bets, some of these side bets can be, people can make some serious money. Prop bets are up usually on some of the boards in Las Vegas, and you can bet that Vegas will be taking as much money as they can get on the Super Bowl. Usually, Vegas, other than the Super Bowl itself, of any party you could possibly go to, is the biggest, one of the biggest times for Vegas, because people fly in, they have all kinds of parties, they watch on the big screens in the various casinos. The casinos throw parties. It's huge. It's all about everything Super Bowl. So the prop bets are just kind of interesting, I think, and silly in one sense. And trust me, in other countries they are betting on this where they don't care at all about American football, or maybe they think it's interesting, but they're betting on it because you have all these betting houses, I'll call them, in Ireland, in England, in so many other countries. So that's not unusual for something like the Super Bowl to be up and being bet on. I mean, they bet on our elections. Who's going to win the election? They bet on other things that are happening in the United States and other countries, too. So this is just another way for people abroad to plunk down a few dollars and decide what they think about American football and what could possibly happen. I don't know. It'd be interesting if they had a bet. I mean, somebody might have this bet. It would have to be a long-range bet, I guess. But how long will Tom Brady play? Because now he's saying he'd like to play to 45. But he's 43, and this is his 10th Super Bowl, the first one with the Bucks. But he wants to, he said he's even open to playing beyond that. I would consider it. And he just says, look, because he keeps getting asked this constantly. Before you win a Super Bowl, you keep getting asked, when are you going to win a Super Bowl? When is that going to happen? That's what happens to a lot of players, quarterbacks. And now it's all about, when are you going to stop playing for Brady? He says there's a lot of training that goes into it. You have to have 100% commitment, and he wants to keep doing it as long as he has that commitment. I think he could play to 45 unless there's some strange injury. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.